Abraham believed God and it was counted for righteousness' sake. Abraham believed God and it was counted for righteousness' sake. When God says to trust in His Son, and you believe that, you receive it, you believe it, you accept it, you digest it, turn it over in your mind, and you drink that truth, you eat that truth, it becomes a part of you. That's the born-again experience, right? You receive Christ into your heart by faith. And that is in the Bible. That's in the Bible. You must be born again. You know, I heard that there's some people. Look, there's a preacher out in California. I always forget his name. I'm kind of glad I forget his name. But people will bring him up because he's the kind of person that the preacher that he's really like verse by verse. He was from Canada. Then he ended up becoming a U.S. citizen and John MacArthur, that's who it is. And so I heard somebody posted a message. And every time I hear him, he says, well, this is the gospel. But he never mentions, he said, Jesus died for the world. But he never mentions that you got to receive. You must be born again. I hope I'm wrong. But if somebody can show me where John MacArthur says, receive Jesus and be born again. I wish somebody would send me a link because I've never heard him preach that. It seems to me he has a universal salvation in his mind, which God went to the cross, yes, for all mankind, but you've got to believe. Not everybody's going to believe. And then if you really take it a little bit further, for the elect's sake, the elect, the election, the called out ones, preordained before the foundation of the world. There's a script. There's goats and there's sheep. There's snakes and goats and sharks and sheep. And God calls you. And you get saved. Look what happened to Cain. When Cain was trying to bring his own sacrifice, what did God say? I always wondered about this, and it just hit me like a ton of bricks. Well, Cain, sin is encroaching upon the door, but if you do right, see what he told Cain? He gave Cain what Cain was. Cain was a works-based salvation creature. And God said, well, if you do right, but knowing that Cain can't do right. See, that's what the law is. That was a precursor to the law. That was God showing Cain that he can't do right, that he needs to believe on God, trust God, believe on Jesus, bring a blood offering, a blood sacrifice, trust God. Cain was a works-based salvation, just like the Freemasons, just like the cults and the isms and the legalists and all. They all go back to works. They'll say faith alone plus works. No, it's either faith alone plus nothing. You can't add to it and you can't subtract from it. Faith alone in the finished work of Jesus. Abel brought a blood sacrifice, but he told Cain, he said, Cain, if you do right, you'll be happy. But Cain, or me, or you, nor Cain, nor me, nor you, nor anyone can do right. Only Jesus. What did Jesus say? He was talking to the Pharisees. In other words, what he's saying, what he was saying in his whole walk down here is there's only one good, and that's God. And if you call me good master, then you're looking at God, I am in the flesh. There's only one good, and that's God. And he's saying, if you're calling me good master, then I'm God. But there's none good, no, not one, the Bible says. So no human is good. So they had to be calling him God without even knowing it. But then when he says, I am that I am, they wanted to kill him. Yes, Jesus went to the cross. Yes, he went to the cross for all mankind. But not all people will receive. Not all people will believe. Not all people will accept. Not all people will enter in by faith. And that's why he told Cain, if you do right, he could only talk to him at his level. So if you're still under rules, works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings, under legalism, under law, if you're still under law, if you're still under law and rules and touch not, taste not, handle not, don't go here, don't say this, don't look at this, if you're still under a works-based salvation system, all you can hear is keep the law, keep the law. And then you'll cry out to God and say, Lord, I can't keep the law. That's what I'm trying to show you, that you can't do it, that Jesus is the only one that can. And how do you appropriate that? You do it by faith. How do you apply that to yourself? How do you paint that onto yourself? How do you put the clothes on yourself? You can only do it by faith. It's only by faith. It's impossible to be good enough. It's impossible to work your way to heaven. It's impossible in the energy of the flesh. The flesh is nothing but sin. Romans 7. But who can rescue me from this body of death? This mortal body that's going back to the grave. This mortal being down here in 3D. Who can rescue me? The Spirit of Truth. Jesus in you, Christ in you. John MacArthur, I've never heard him preach the full gospel about faith alone and being born again. I've never heard him. He can go through that word line by line, cross every T and dot every I, but I've never heard him talk about by faith and born again. I've never heard him. Even when he talks about the verses about born again, you must be born again. It's like robotic. It's not real. Those who are born again, praise God, they're born again. You can feel it. You know it. You can hear it in their voice. You can hear it in their emotions. It's a real thing. It's not some kind of something out there that you can't touch. It's real. You can hear it in their spirit. The Spirit of Truth speaking through them. They don't need a PhD. They don't need anybody else. They just say, I know one thing. I was blind, but now I can see. I was lost, but now I'm found. I'm born again. I used to be born of the flesh. Now I'm born of the Spirit because I'm a son of God. The women would say daughter of God. It's real. There's been an exchange life. There's been an exchange. You die. You come off the throne. You leave the throne of your own life, and God gets on the throne. No longer I that liveth, but Christ lives in me. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. An inner renewal has nothing to do with outward show. It's inner renewal. Inner renewal. Inward man being renewed day by day from glory to glory. Not from sin to glory, but from glory to glory. See, what's happening is Cain is trying to go from sin to glory. But you can't do that. You can't take your sin nature and go to glory. It has to be a new nature. It has to be a new heart. It has to be a new mind. It has to be a new spirit. It has to be new. What do you mean? Receive Christ by faith. receive the seed of the Word of God into the womb of your heart. Just like the man puts the seed in the womb of the woman and she has a birthing, a baby. So the seed of the Word of God goes into the womb of your heart. There becomes a conception. There's a conception. Oh, I get it. I understand. I receive it. Boom. A conception, a birthing, a new birth from above, not from below. A new born again experience from above, not below. Sons of God outside of time, outside of the flesh, outside of 3D, from 5D or above. The unseen realm. Believe, receive, accept, trust, believe on, rest in. It's finished. It was finished before the foundation of the world. So the only reason you were going about the cycles of time until you receive it, till you get birth. It's a cycle, birthing cycle. So the law was hitting you. The system, the world, the flesh, the prior life, it was all hitting you to show you that you're bankrupt, that you need something outside yourself. You're bankrupt. You're blind. You're poor. You're deaf. You're dumb. You're bankrupt. And you had to admit it. But if you don't admit it, you'll never be saved. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's really simple. It's really simple. But the reason people can't hear it is because they're under the law. They're worshiping themselves. They think they can do it when they can't do anything. You understand? It's a pride war. It's a pride game.